I'd like to welcome you to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We are here every Friday bringing you the good marketing gospel. We're not saving souls, we're saving businesses, saving jobs, trying to save our community from this morass. We need economic empowerment, people. Now, if I happen to save a soul in this process, don't hold that against me. That's just icing on the cake. Now, the mission here at the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show is to build strong businesses in our community so that we can put our people to work. Our community is in trouble, people. We need to build infrastructure. We need to build jobs. We need to build economic empowerment, institutions, things that we can control, things that we can benefit from. Right now, the people that are pulling the strings don't look like us. We need some string pullers in our community. And in case you didn't wonder who the string pullers are, it's the people who are pulling the purse strings. And those purse strings will actually pull the strings on how we live our daily lives. And if we don't control those strings, we are mere puppets on somebody else's string. I refuse to accept that narrative because I know that we can do better. We have the resources. We have the knowledge. We have everything we need to move ourselves into a different direction. I think one of the things we do need is to pool these resources. We need to direct this knowledge. We need to enlighten people. And we need to motivate and inspire each other so that we understand and believe in our heart of hearts that there is a better way. We started the Marketing Pulpit Show back in 2010 when the economic crisis was in full-blown force. People were out of work. The economy was in shambles. And our community was really on life support. Well, things have improved, but there is so much more to do. I think one of the resources that are relatively untapped is the economic capabilities in our community. We have the money. That money is being misdirected. And when you don't pull the strings, then somebody else is pulling those strings for you. We have to support our own institutions. We have to take those resources that we have in the community, and they are vast. And we need to point those towards a long-term strategy. This short-term, short thinking has not served us well. 50 years ago, we had the March in Selma, and we saw some things happen. It was a turning point. At least we thought so. But here we are 50 years later. Some of these same problems and challenges, some of those same demons and forces that had their feet on our necks back then have reemerged and reemerged with a new vengeance. So, what are we going to do about it? We'll just complain, march, pray? Do we burn down the cities? Or do we take a look at ourselves and say, can we do better? Can we take these resources that we have? Can we as a people do something that's going to empower us, not just for tomorrow? It's not good enough just to get a good job. It's not good enough just to buy a big house. It's not good enough just to have a big car. It's not good enough to sit up in church on Sundays and say hallelujah. That's not good enough, people. That has not served us. We need an economic strategy. And it starts one person, one business at a time. I can't change the world. That's not my goal. But what I can do, I can help the business community. I can help people take these resources that we have and channel them in a direction And collectively, we can go forward and change this trajectory into an upward position. Therein lies my goal. I am Robert Gatewood. This is The Marketing Pulpit. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. preaching the good marketing gospel. Let's not only come out. Let's not only show out. Let's not only put out when we're in crisis. I'm telling you, we're in crisis every day. It's not when the cameras are on. This is an everyday issue that we need to be fighting every day. And to the politicians out here, don't just show up at election time. Don't just show up when the cameras are on. We should have been out there fighting every day in Baltimore, in Ferguson, in New York. Politicians, we elect you not just to go up there and get a nice job and put a fancy tag on the back of your car. You have a responsibility. You need to get in there and fight. If you don't know what the word fight means, I suggest you get a dictionary. Fight. Roll up your sleeves. Don't wait until the children just get so fed up that they can't take it anymore and they can't contain their anger. We need you to fight every day. To our clergy and our ministers, we need you in this fight as well. Don't just wait until something blows up. We need to fight. We're fighting against some very evil and diabolical forces. And we need every one of you. We're going to do our part here on The Marketing Pulpit. I started this show back in May of 2010. The name came from my father, who was a Baptist minister. And he would go on the, every Sunday, he'd be up there hooping and hollering and spreading the good word. And I'm a little guy out there in the pews, and it didn't really mean that much to me at the time, because all I know that he was very powerful and his message was well received. But he taught me some things while he was out there. He taught me, one, that he was fiercely independent, and he was very tolerant of other people's views. And those are some things that I have kind of carried into adulthood. And he was so independent, man, that he wouldn't even take the handouts. He wouldn't live in the church parsonage. He wouldn't take government handouts. I mean, we'd be out here living in the cold. We can see the roof through the top of the, see the stars through the top. But he would not take the parsonage. He wouldn't take the project that, and we qualified because we were not rich people. And so for better or worse, he instilled in us to go out here and do it on your own, because he said you can't depend on other people. And he said, if you want to be your own person, you can't build a life of dependency on others. And so and that's a message I've been trying to instill in others, that sometimes you need help, and I'm not against people seeking help when they need it. But if you can do it yourself, I'd rather show you how to do it yourself. And that's what we're trying to do here on the show.
Definitely.
We're trying to show you how to build strong businesses in our community so that we can put our people to work. It's pretty simple. It's straightforward. If we build strong businesses in our community, we can hire our people, and we don't have to keep going out to other communities looking for work, because they're hiring their own people. And from time to time, I start to sound like a Baptist minister up here, and it's because I got that from my father. So, Dr. Taylor, welcome to the show.
I'm here.
All right.
I hear you back there doing a root canal. I heard some saws buzzing and
somebody kicking in his ear.
But see, what you want to do, what we want to do today, Dr. Taylor, is dispel this myth that going to the dentist is not that terrifying like it used to be, is it?
It's not. Not at all.
I mean,
we've got various methods now. I mean, from sedation to taking fight little sedatives prior to you coming, to you bringing your own, you know, music.
Oh, yeah.
You know, everybody's got an iPod these days.
That's right. I'm going to say this person I know who has a slight fear of the dentist. I'm carrying this old baggage of the old days when you have the saw going and they got you strapped to the seat. And so you tell them those are things of the past.
Those are things of the past. I mean, even just the modern technology that we have will put you at ease these days. From the digital x-rays to the handpiece, you know, is not as loud, let's say.
That's actually starting to put me at ease
so
a little bit.
Starting to make you comfortable, Robert?
I got
to
get over Dr. I was on your website the other day, and I saw this term, prosthetics. I think of that, I'm usually thinking about a false leg or something like that. I mean, you need that.
Robert, you're scaring me again, man.
But now, you didn't lose the leg in Dr. Taylor's chair now. But there's a dental term. Y'all ain't right. See?
Well, What a prosthesis is anything from a veneer.
Oh, it's
to,
prosthesis.
A crown to a removable partial denture to, you know, a full set of complete dentures. Those are what we call prosthetics.
Oh, okay, okay. You don't go in there to get a teeth removed and come out with a fake arm or something.
Oh, no.
Okay. Hey, look, man, I'm just asking the question.
Ooh.
You see these terms, you got to help people understand. Because, I mean, if you're on the website and you see that, so wait a minute, hold on, I want to get my teeth clean. I want to come out here in a wheelchair. Yeah. Not that there's anything wrong with that, because...
No, that doesn't happen. All and right. I can give a testimonial to that one. Well, right, Dr. Taylor?
So you say that wooden leg of yours, Alina?
Right.
And if he did, he would probably do it perfect, because that's just how Dr. Taylor...
Dr. Taylor, how can we find out more about your service?
Phone number is 301-589-3468.
Dr. Taylor, thank you for your continued support. Thank you for being a friend of the show. And we're going to be talking to you again soon, okay?
What's up? Sounds
good. You have a good day.
All right, you too.
All right, folks, that was Dr. Taylor over at Dr. Taylor Dennis. News Talk 1450 WOSK. Folks, we're going to get into our marketing sermon. I have to give this out every now and then because it's so vital and because it's people leave so much money on the table by not doing these simple things. You will exponentially improve your business by following these 7 simple steps on making it easy for your customers to do business with you. We put up all these unnecessary barriers, got folks jumping through hoops. Folks want to do business with you, but you're making it too hard. So they go down to the next person that makes it more inviting. The first thing I want you to do is make your business easy to understand. What in the heck are you selling? You go to these networking events, somebody sitting there and talk to you about 10 minutes, and your eyes glaze over, and by the time you're done, you're more confused.
Yeah, you still don't know what
that... I was better off guessing what you did right before you told me.
Yeah, because some people really don't have a clue of what their business is.
So, folks, that's the first one. Make it easy to understand. Go ahead and get you an elevator pitch. Make it, get about 30 or 60 seconds. Just get it down, look in the mirror, and so when somebody asks you what it is that you do, make it easy. Also, get you a name that is relevant to your business. If your name is not relevant to your business, you might think about getting a slogan. So that's the first one. Make it easy to understand what it is that you do. We're doing our sermon today, 7 ways to make it easy for your customers. First one was easy to make it easy to understand. Second one, make it easy to find. Folks, if you have one of those businesses down in the alley, you got to step over a drunk behind the hill, you got to knock 3 times and pull a string. You got to do what you got to do. But if you got to do that, at least in your literature or on your website, explain to folks how to get to you.
Right.
If that's the case, go ahead and put a map on your website, put it on the back of your card, put it in your literature. If I can't find you, I can't do business with you. Okay. Also, if you have some of those odd operation hours, we only open on the 3rd month of every Sunday when the moon is in the 7th house and Jupiter's aligned with Mars.
On leap year.
Yeah. If that's the case, then you better say it in your ad and let folks know. Because I don't like showing up at a place that normal business hours, you know, most people expect you to be open from 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, right?
Most people.
I'm showing up at Thursday at 2 o'clock and you say, oh yeah, by the way, we're closed every 4th Thursday. Come on, folks. Make it easy.
Yeah, really.
Make it easy, okay? Yeah. Also, get a web address that's easy to understand. Don't get one of these web addresses like 2 miles long and won't even fit on a business card.
Did you need a tractor trailer to carry?
No, that's not making it easy. That's not making it easy. The simple way to fix that is you can go to gatewood.co and register an easy short web address. A lot of folks are doing the affiliate marketing and network marketing, and they get these long email, these long addresses that they are like with their tracking code right in it. You can get your own domain and forward it to that tracking code, so you don't have to give out that long domain name when you're trying to get folks to find your business on the web. Also, folks, make it easy to track. We call this the low threshold method. Samples, demonstration, 1 month trials, consultations, assessments, first order discounts. Make it easy for folks to try you the first time. Everybody's not ready to buy your top of the line model right out of the bat. So make it easy to try. All right. Another one, make it easy to order. How do I order it? This seems so obvious, but some folks they don't tell you how to order it. They right. sit there and give you this great speech. Great spiel. You sitting there with the money just ready in your hand.
Burning your hand.
Oh, well, this is what you got to do. You got to go to this website and type in this number, this code. So wait a minute. I want to give you money now. Can I give it to you? No, well, that's not how it works. So make it easy to order. Lay out the steps. Use order forms. Make it easy to reorder. and get yourself some e-commerce if you have a website. Here's the other one. Very related, make it easy to pay. If you're not accepting credit cards, folks, you are leaving so much money on the table. You can get you one of these free Intuit system, PayPal, whatever. Put it on your website. They're free. They're going to take a little percentage of the money. But let me tell you something, folks. If you got to give up a little bit, folks, to get some money, go ahead and do it, okay? And another one to make it easy to get. How can I get my customers to you? Can I mail it? Can I ship it? Is there a place I can pick it up? Make it easy to get your product to the customer. And final one is make it easy to refer. What I've noticed is that a lot of folks ask me, I had this discussion with Ms. Candle, sweetie, because so many folks were asking about her service. Mm-hmm. I said, look, send me some cards, and I'm going to give your cards out to folks as they call in.
Right.
You can do the same thing. If you have a service and you know some folks is out there dying to send you customers, make it easy for them to send you that business. I'm telling you what, folks, if you do the things I just named today, if you do this religiously throughout the year, you're going to see a 25% jump in your service without spending any additional money. I know this for a fact. Out here in the community, there are people who actually value networking. There are companies coming together, working together. As a matter of fact, we have a special guest on the phone today.
That's right.
The one and only Dr. Benjamin Chavis.
Ben Chavis.
Good morning, Dr. Chavis.
Good morning. I'm so glad to be back in Washington, D.C. Greetings to you and to all the brothers and sisters in the community.
Man, you say that like you've been here before.
I'm a former D.C. resident now. I know D.C.
Hey, wait a minute. I thought you were from down that little town in Oxford, North Carolina.
I was born in Oxford, North Carolina, but, you know, we all migrated eventually to D.C.
That's exactly right. Each one of us has one of those North Carolina, South Carolina, some kind of roots.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I'm a North Carolinian myself. So I can relate. Dr. Chavis, I was talking to your PR person yesterday, and when she was telling me what you were doing here in the D.C. area, and when I was telling her about what the mission here of the marketing pulpit of building these strong businesses, building alliances, partnership, economic development, I was amazed that your mission is so aligned with what we're trying to do here.
It is absolutely aligned. I was listening to you in the intro. It is about economic transformation. It's about participating in the market system. If we don't do anything over the next 4 years, we've got to really improve our standing economically. And entrepreneurship and getting involved in business is the way to do it.
People are always talking about they're not hiring us, they're not giving us jobs. I'm like, who are this almighty they?
That's right. We've got to create our own jobs.
That's exactly right. We have the power. We have the resources right here in the community. It takes people like you to get out here and sometimes push people. Some of the young folks out here might not be familiar. I'm going to give them an F in history if they don't. But Dr. Chavis is of the Wilmington 10 fame.
Well, thank you. In my speech today, I'm reminding people, you know, Monday is Martin Luther King Day, and we're here for the inauguration of President Barack Obama.
Amen.
But right before Dr. King was taken from us, his last speech was about economic justice.
That's right.
Economic opportunity, economic access. And that's what that, to me, that is the civil rights issue going forward for the remainder of the 21st century. We have to create value. We have to learn what the stock market is all about and start investing in ourselves and trading in ourselves and producing wealth and revenue in our communities. And that's what we're about.
I've always said it's a sad commentary when our community can't hire its own young people. So when I see somebody like you doing what you're doing, Dr. Chavis, I take my hat off. Anything Dr. Chavis is doing here today, let's get out here and support.
You know, I'm also, you know, with the hip-hop generation, even though I'm an OG, I support my partner, Russell Simmons, and, you know, that's all we believe is creating these entrepreneur and economic development opportunities.
Well, I love it. This has been a wonderful honor. I'm glad you could join us today.
Thank you, and I'm so pleased that you're doing this regular. I like the whole idea of the marketing pulpit, man. You got my 100% support.
Well, I want you to join us again and stay in tune with us because we're going to take this show on the road, which we ain't really have a movement here. We need
it national, man. We need to take what you're doing right here at WOL and make this a national thing because this is the message that our young people as well as some of our senior citizens need, man. We need to start investing in our future.
All right, then. Thank you for joining us, Dr. Chavis.
Thank you so much.
Imagine when I was a kid, we used to sing this song, Where Would I Be, when that great trumpet sounds so loud to wake up the dead. Whatever trumpet, folks, is coming, it's sounding, and it's called social media. I have a two-part question for you today. One, where will you be when it gets here? And two, are you ready? Now, let me ask you a question. Do you know what your credit score is? How many folks out here in the listening audience know their credit score? Well, most people do. Now I'm going to ask that. I'm going to back that up with another question. Do you know your clout score? Do you even know what a clout score is? Well, if you don't know that, let me tell you, folks, you might not be as ready as you thought you were for social media, because some people are out there making decisions about you, about your professionalism. Just like they look at your credit score, they're also looking at your clout score to see if you are engaged in social media. How much activity are you doing? Are you posting? Are you networking? Are you doing the things that people in social media should be doing? So sometimes you don't get that job, you've done everything you thought was right. They may have made a decision based on the fact that you're not engaged, particularly if you're applying for a job in technology and social media and web development. Somebody may be checking out your clout score. What is a clout score? It's an algorithm to test how much you're involved in the social media world. Google it. Look it up. Let me tell you something that's happening in 2015 and beyond. Facebook is going to be around, but it's not going to be what it used to be. When parents come on board, the kids go out the back door. They're doing things like Snapchat right now. They're doing Instagram. Instagram right now has outgrown Twitter. It has 300 million users to Twitter's 284 million. Facebook has 1.4 billion users. 1.4 billion users, folks. Smartphones is the new trend. If you have a business, you need to be thinking mobile. If your website is not responsive, you need to make it responsive. It needs to be visible on platforms such as smartphones and tablet devices. The future of social media is mobile. Okay, there are 7.2 billion people on the planet. 3 billion have active internet accounts. 2.1 billion have a social media account. 3.65 billion have access to social media through smartphone device or tablets. That's a big, big market, folks. That is a big, big market. 88% of people on Twitter are also using it, accessing it through mobile. If you are trying to target women, you need to have Pinterest as in your marketing strategy, because 80% of the internet users on Pinterest are female. Folks, these numbers go on and on and on. Bottom line is, there's a train coming. It's called social media. It's one of those trains where you just can't simply get out of the way. It's almost like a tsunami. You have to get yourself on board. At the very least, you have to be aware of it and how it's going to impact the future. I'm going to tell you some reasons why I feel it's not okay to forgive so quickly. I believe you can forgive people. I think it's good for the soul. But I think when you do it so fast, you haven't even had the funeral yet.
Right.
The guy hasn't even gone to trial yet. Tell me if I'm being a hard nose, if I'm being unreasonable, if I'm not being understanding of the families and what they've gone through. I can take some criticism. Francis from D.C., welcome to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show.
Black people don't value black life.
Uh-oh.
White people value white life. If the average white person were asked, you know, how much is your life worth? I challenge, believe that they would come up with a higher figure than what any black person would think their life is worth. See, I would think that the life of the people in South Carolina, each one of those lives would be worth trillions of dollars.
Well, let me ask you this, Francis. Do you think the family was premature in their forgiveness?
Absolutely.
All right, Francis.
That was the wrong thing to do. This is a war against black people. In a war, you don't stand on the other side, and if somebody is shooting at you and your team or your army and say, I forgive you. How many people who are white forgive black people if there's a black person that shot a white person?
Never. We never get forgiven for anything.
The
we can't
white
even.
Person doesn't say, I forgive.
No.
They took the kid to Burger King after he committed that crime?
Meaning job well done.
Francis, you are right on. You are right on. Sound like you're somebody who's not new to this game. When I put this statement out here this morning, and like I said, I was being tormented because I came up in the church. My dad was a minister. But when I hear people like yourself, I'm starting to feel like maybe I just wasn't that far off course when I said to myself, I don't think these folks should have been jumping all over themselves. Even if you want to forgive, so I'm going to go in the closet. I'm going to get on my knees in church. I'm going to look up to the heavens.
Right.
But to broadcast it
on
TV,
national television.
I think that's where a lot of people draw the line. Thank you, Francis. I really appreciate your call, okay?
Okay.
Do you really Robert.
I get tired of these milquetoast people that get in power and so afraid of losing their job or losing a contract or a client that they really need to sell their soul, sell their mom down the river to make a buck. When you get in these positions, this is why I get mad at politicians. They go out here and beg you to put them in power.
Kiss the babies.
Kissing babies, going to church. And when they get up there, all of a sudden, big fat corporate lobbyists start writing them those checks.
And they got a billion excuses.
All of a sudden, you can't find them anymore.
Yes.
When you get in power, use that power for the people that put you there.
Yep.
All right.
It's very true. Okay. So one last thing is about sitting. I preach about that all the time on health and wellness.
Well, you see what I'm doing. Yeah, for all
as
those who can't see me.
As my co-host are,
sitting. This is a no-sitting zone.
This is a no-sitting zone.
Even Kevin over there, engineer, he's standing too.
Oh, Kevin is sitting
Kevin
too.
Kevin is not sitting.
Oh, he's standing up as well. Okay, cool.
Our
and everybody's
back here
standing up here.
They're standing. They don't have a chair. I'm sorry.
Okay,
only person looks like they're sitting is you,
Let me just say, our entire modern world has been constructed for what? To keep you sitting down.
Yeah.
So when we drive, what do? We sit. When we work in an office, what do? We sit. When we watch TV, what do? We sit.
I lay down even sometimes.
You get the picture. Okay. Well, anyway, there's a new study in Canada that suggests that obviously this kind of sedentary behavior increases. It just increases our chances of getting a disease or a condition that will kill us prematurely. Even if
I'm tired,
the more exercise, the lower the impact of sedentary behavior.
We have in the studio also Reverend Dolores Roberts from Zoe Life Ministries. Reverend Roberts, glad you could stick around and hang around with us.
Yes, I just want to thank Marketing Pulpit. I thank God for your vision that you have for building businesses. And I want the audience to know that through Marketing Pulpit, my young people got had an opportunity to go on DCTV. And it was a wonderful experience for them. And I can't say enough about Marketing Pulpit and one of the things that I came to one of your classes that was talking about branding and all the things. It was just wonderful. So I just want the audience to know that Marketing Pulpit is the place to be on Friday, first Friday, Friday's last. You got a new business, old business, it doesn't matter. Just come, and we are like a family there.
That's right.
So just come to Marketing Pulpit.
Reverend Robinson, I tell you, really, we owe it to you and people like yourself who've been supporters since we really got started.
Yeah.
And we couldn't do this by ourselves. So when I remember the first time I met you, and I mean, I felt something immediately that we had similar visions, similar sights, similar spirits, and, you know, like spirits kind of come together anyway.
Yes,
they do.
And so we really appreciate having you as a sponsor and just hanging there with us, and we're going to hang in there with you, okay?
Okay.
All right, folks, that's Reverend Dolores Roberts. And we like to give love to our sponsors because, as I say, we're just vessels here. We're the instrument, but it's the sponsors that provide the resources, the means, and
keeps things moving.
Keeps things moving for us, and they provide this valuable information. You're talking about the Every Door Direct. I see you use about an acronym, what is it,
EDDM.
EDDM, right?
Yes, EDDM. And the great thing about EDDM, Robert, is it's the cheapest way to do direct mail currently available in the United States.
What you talking about, Willis?
Well, this is funny because a lot of people who have done direct mail in the past, you know, when you've done bulk mail where you had to go out and purchase a bulk mail permit, that's one fee. Then you had to purchase your mailing list, which is another fee. And then you had
Wait a minute. You saying you don't have to get a permit?
There's no permits involved in Every Door Direct
Mail. What about those rubber bands and the little stickers you have to put on the 3-5-digit pre-sort? You don't have to do that?
Well, they do recommend that you bundle.
In bundles of 100.
100.
Right.
Rubber band bundling, or you can do shrink wrap bundling, and that is a marginal cost to do that. So basically, with their program, you're only paying 18 cents. Per piece,
you know,
which is cheaper than bulk mail.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. brother, brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way.
I'd like to welcome you to this special edition of the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. We're not saving souls. We're saving businesses, saving jobs, saving our community. Now, we might save a soul in the process, but that's just icing on the cake. Our mission here is to build businesses in our community so we can put our people to work. We're all about economic empowerment. We accomplish this through business development, job creation, and service. So we are here trying to get our community on a sound footing. And it seems like at every turn there's something trying to knock us off our course. Now, this show started back in 2010 with a mission of building economic empowerment. We need a stronger community. We need to lift ourselves up in a more positive manner. And one of the best ways to do that is to build a strong economic foundation. And that is the mission of the show. Now, we come on this show every week and we dispense information. We try to empower people. We try to get them motivated. And we also, every now and then, we have to pause and take stock of some of the things that are happening in our midst. Of course, we had a very tragic incident happen down in Charleston, South Carolina. And it just reminds us that this country in which we live is afflicted by some type of disease. And the reason this disease is so elusive is because we have a patient that's in denial. I get so tired of the politicians and their mindless followers proclaiming, there is no problem in this country. This is not a race problem. This is just an aberration. It's an act of a lone loony gunman. It's a rogue cop doing this. Well, my friends, that's just a bald-faced lie. I hate to put it so bluntly. Now, these individuals that perpetrate this violence against our community, whether it's the police or some guy like they did down in Charleston, they call these outliers. That means they're aberrations. They're not the norm. Well, that may be so or may not. But what we do have, we cannot deny that they are the progeny of a country that refuses to acknowledge that is infected by a cancer of the soul that we call racism. I was listening to Sean Hannity the other day. Now, he's probably one of those chief deniers. He sits on his pompous high horse, and he proclaimed the other day that if black people just pay their taxes, keep their noses clean, don't be part of a gang, then nobody's going to bother you. Everything is going to be all right. Well, Mr. Sean Insanity, what gang did 87-year-old Susie Jackson join before this rabid racist blew her brains out over the Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston, South Carolina? Was she part of a gang? Because it's people like that perpetuate this madness. People like Fox News. They fan these flames of hate. They plant the seeds of intolerance in a garden of hatred that bear fruit. Like a person that gets sick, a country can get sick too. Now you can still operate. Like you get a cold, you get sick. You can still operate, you can go to work. You can still go to school. You can interact with family and friends. But also like a sick person, if you don't find a remedy, it's going to affect everything you touch. But as sick as this country may be at times, I remain hopeful. Because I've heard some people of all persuasions, all stripes, all political backgrounds express outrage. Because some things you just can't excuse. Some things you just can't rationalize away. And some people are starting to realize that their silence, by being silent, they are guilty by association. Everybody's not a racist, but too many are. And even larger number are providing cover for those who are. Here we go again. Back in 1963, we had the 16th Street church bombing. 50 years later, here we are again. Different methods, same thing. History is repeating itself.
Well, it
wake
started.
Up.
Mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, there's far too many of you dying.
Welcome back to the Marketing Pulpit. I am Robert Gatewood, your host. We're making things happen here in the nation's capital. We are building strong businesses, putting people to work, and we bring resources to bear.
That's
we
right.
We realize that this is not a small task, Elena and William.
No. Sometimes.
But you know what? One of the things I've made a promise to do, that I was going to try to bring these organizations together, and we're going to go into 2013 as a team, and we're going to leverage these resources. We have to do this as a community. And so that's one of my missions. And also we're gonna bring in resources, people that have some might and muscle out in the community, people
that's
that can help us spread this word and pull these people together. And matter of fact, I can't think of a better person that's suited to the task than our guest, Mr. Willie Jolly. Mr. Willie Jolly's on the phone. Good morning, Willie.
Well, good morning, Robert Gatewood. Good morning, my main man, William. How are you?
Hey, Willie, how you doing?
You know, I start the same way all the time. I have only just a minute, only 60 seconds, and it's forced upon me. Can't refuse it, didn't seek it, didn't choose it, but it's up to me to use it. I must suffer if I lose it, give account if I abuse it. Just a tiny little minute, but in eternity is a greeting to all your listeners on WOL and WLB.
I can't think of a better way to start the segment, Willie, and that's
one
of your trademarks. First, thank you for coming on the show, and I've known you. We've been hitting each other, bumping each other. Like everywhere I go, I bump into you.
Well, let me tell folks that this is a great show to have as a resource in our community, and I am honored that they invited me on. But Robert Gatewood has been marketing and pushing and sharing ideas with so many people over the years, and I heard about Robert from so many people, particularly because I'm on Sirius XM and the Black Eagle is on as well, and he always raved about Robert Gatewood. So Robert and I eventually met, and he did some work with our website and the marketing ideas and helped my marketing lady to become more savvy. And so I'm just honored to have him as a friend and grateful for all the great things he's been doing, not only on the radio, but with businesses around the area and around the country.
No, we need it so proud. We got the hand it so proud. No, we want it so proud. The hand it so proud.
I'd like to welcome you back to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. If you have a business and you are not promoting it, just stick around. We'll
help you.
We're gonna try to see if we can fix that. Some people just don't know what to do, William. That's the thing.
I know.
It's not that they don't want to, or that they don't realize the necessity.
They get paralyzed by
the awesomeness. It
just overwhelms.
It's overwhelming. That's a good way to put it. Because if you, let's say you, like I said, I went to the three forums this week, and the consensus was that the information, they just didn't have the information that they needed to make us move. So they spin the wheel. They're talking to family members who sometimes are some of the worst people to ask, because they have their own agendas. Some trying to get you to work less so you can stay home more. Some trying to get you out of the house. trying to tell you not to spend any money because they have their own financial needs.
Right.
But you need to look at this from an objective standpoint, and that's what we bring to the table. We don't have an agenda for you other than to make you successful.
That's it.
So you can run it through any kind of filter you want to. The bottom line is, we're trying to make sure that you're even when I tell people they need to get a marketing coach or a consultant, I say, look, it doesn't have to be me, but go to somebody who understands this line of work.
That's
you
right.
cannot. I don't care how good of a baker you are, how good of a roofer you are, how good of an attorney you are,
or accountant or whatever,
therapist, CPA, or Indian chief. If you're not a business development or marketing or branding specialist, you're not kicking on all cylinders if you have not sought some type of assistance.
the people that you're trying to reach out to don't know how fantastic you are, you're going to have a problem.
That's right. You know, I was wondering about this. I think I got this Empire show there.
Oh, my God. I saw part of that thing, and it was just like.
It was a hot mess. I'm telling you.
Oh, my God.
I'm saying they probably need to go get a strategist. Yeah. Because somebody's.
That was awful.
People in gorilla suits and heads being cut off. Yeah. Everybody sleeping with everybody. Yeah. Not that there's anything wrong with that, who you sleep with. But it was just so much to consume.
Yeah, it was. I couldn't deal with it.
Well, anyway, talk about somebody needing the strategies, man. I'm telling you,
that was like the embodiment of chaos.
Oh my God! So I'm sure a lot of people were tuning in. They hit some numbers, man. It was like the second. It broke some kind of records.
Right.
I think the one that they closed the season with was the only one that beat this one.
Right.
And then there was a new show with what's the guy's name?
You're talking about Morris Chestnut.
Morris Chestnut.
Right.
I have a problem with the name Rosewood. I think it's kind of insensitive.
Because to me, it's almost like it reminds me too much of the actual city that was wiped out.
Wiped out. Well, they burned down the whole town because of usually some misunderstanding. Somebody get their little racist feathers ruffled, and they got to go out and start killing people. But anyway, it has a past. And I think when you start making entertainment out of names that have such historical weight.
Right.
I think it's part of that whitewashing of history.
Yeah.
And so I really have a personal problem with the use of the name. Of all the names in the world to use. Yeah,
they had to come up with that.
And to me, that's Hollywood having an agenda.
Strategy.
That's right. So maybe there was a strategy involved in Empire. They knew what they were doing. It's that continuing dumbing down. And of course, I like entertainment like the next person. But man, I don't know. I have to think on this. Sometimes you're looking at something and it's just not feeling right.
Right.
You can't always even put your finger on it.
Yeah.
But I saw her coming down that gorilla cage. I don't know about this.
Yeah, that threw me off. And
we have this big event coming up tonight, and we've been bringing in the heavy hitters. And I don't think they're getting any heavier than our next guest in the studio.
Joining us
this morning is our long friend and associate and somebody who's a known to many people out here in Radio Land, Mr. Joe Madison himself. Welcome, Joe, to the Marketing Pulpit.
I should point out that Gatewood, Maxwell have been part of a team, and I know you talk about this establishing a team.
That's right.
For a long, long time. And once you get a team together, you stay with that team. And so he's been the webmaster for JoeMadison.com. And then when you see our logo, which, man, is now on everything, we put it on everything.
Including the coffee?
Including the Black Eagle Brew that we sell for charity. Maxwell designed that Black Eagle logo. I mean, it's been... what, several years now?
Yeah,
and that's what you do. You we all started off here at WOL, and
true.
You know, do the morning show, and then you get an opportunity to do other things. So the question is, do you take your team with you? And the answer to that is, of course, you take your team with you.
And I really appreciate that, because I remember when you were on a different station, and I was in the shower one day. I was hearing this radio spot, and I heard this guy talking about this barbecue. And I said to myself, man, my mouth is watering. I don't know who this guy is, but he's pushing this barbecue. And I realized it was Joe Madison. That was the first time I heard you doing a barbecue ad.
Right. I don't even remember what the commercial was.
And I was just starting my marketing business. Yeah. And I'm saying to myself, I need something that can jumpstart these customers. These customers are out here. They need something that's going to get their customers on fire. And so I called over to the station. I said, whoever that guy is that read that ad, I need to find out who he is. And I started sending customers over to that. And you were at a different station then. And so
right down the street.
Yeah, that's right.
The World Building. Right. It was a station then. It was a talk station, right?
That's
when
exactly
I first came
right.
to DC. Mm-hmm.
And I told the sales rep, I said, look, you tell this guy, I've sent him about 5 clients. I need to meet this guy. And she set up a meeting over at Crisfield right up the street. And that's the first time I had the pleasure of meeting you. And it's been great ever since. It's been a great relationship. And it just accents the importance of getting yourself out here, doing quality work, and building a team, and we've emphasized that on the show often. And I noticed also that what we also emphasize is keep making yourself better. Keep training yourself. Don't get to a point where you're comfortable and stop. And because Joe used this term, that education and training is the new currency.
Well, it is the new currency. You know, it's not gold. It's not silver. It's not platinum. It's not yens or marks or dollars. It's really education, because the person with the education will be the person who will be able to write their ticket.
Right.
And that's where that emphasis comes from.
And I always tell you, we have a lot of our listeners, some who are doing government contracts, some who are just starting their businesses, and they have they're good at what they do. But I have to keep emphasizing, keep getting that training, because this economy, we're in a global economy now. It's not that you can just compete with the guy next door anymore. You're competing with people in Pakistan, people in India, even in the web business that we deal with now. You're not competing with just the guy across the street anymore.
Yeah,
you're competing
true.
With the entire globe, which means you have to constantly train and educate.
Education should go on till the day you die.
All right, you listen to The Marketing Pulpit, Robert Gatewood. Hey, man, I'm sitting here, still got my chest stuck out here. Had a little... We got a little celebrity drive by with the FCC commissioner on Tuesday over at the Bethune-Dubois Institute. And so we had this event, the Bridging the Communications Divide, and the commissioner, the FCC commissioner.
Okay.
The people that tell you can't cuss and all kind of stuff. Hey, well, you think I can cuss now since I...
Since you... so you're going to be what's his name? Terrence Howard, when he said he wanted to use the word on the little TV show there.
I think I can throw a few four-letter words in here. I can say, hey, I know the commissioner. I can cuss. I got some, I'm sure the commissioner would not approve. This is The Marketing Pulpit. We're going to talk about how to beat the pants off the competition quickly. So, well, William, I have to go back to, I'm a marketing guy. So naturally, it includes marketing. And I go back to what the marketing stands for. It means being better than your competition at determining then satisfying needs and wants of target audiences. And I like to use action words. Of course, marketing. So how do you turn marketing to an action word? Well, marketing, the action word behind marketing is targeting. It identifies.
Right.
Marketing identifies who you're going to go after. If you haven't done your marketing homework, I'm telling you, you are spinning your wheels.
So you mean I can't sell to everybody like we used to say back in the day?
If you had enough money, time to sell to everybody, you have more than Microsoft, Apple, and Mercedes-Benz and all the rest. They don't have that because they know everybody is not going to buy a Mercedes. Everybody, even though you may think so, everybody does not want an Apple. Everybody does not want a Harley-Davidson motorcycle. So what they do, they figure out who wants that, and that's who they go after.
So that's who they target.
So let's say you're a hair salon, and your typical customer is going to be within a 5-mile radius. Then the people that's 50 miles away are not your customer.
Right.
So don't waste your time, energy, and resources going after. So the first thing you can do to get that competitive edge is to be better at targeting your service than the next guy. Then you do things like strategy, branding that falls under that umbrella.
Right.
The second one is advertising.
Okay.
For advertising, I'm going to say this, and I want you to remember this as long as you are in business. When it comes to advertising, go big.
Makes sense to me.
Your competition is not going to. They're going to think small. They're going to stay small.
So you want to dominate your space.
Go big.
Right.
If you have to cut back on something else, now, unfortunately, sometime in our community, and I'm not going to just pick on our community, but it seems to happen more in our community than other communities, we think big on the wrong things.
Mm-hmm.
We think big on cars,
houses
and pools and things like that. We don't think big on things that's going to change our economic, our empowerment. When it comes to advertising and marketing, you have to think big. You have to hit the radio. You have to hit the TV. You have to hit the social media. You have to do the print job. Don't just go out and print up 500 flyers and say, I'm done.
Right. They get stuck under the windshield.
Right.
Thrown in
Call
the parking
EDDM.
Lot.
That's thinking big. Call
right.
Radio 1 over here and get you an ad on WOL. That's big. Call the Marketing Pulpit and come on the show. That's reaching the masses.
That's
so
right.
That's the other way to beat the competition. They're not going to do it. You can and you will put them, you will beat the pants off of them by just thinking big, okay? Another way to beat the competition And that's when it comes to sales. The last one, and that's customer service, exceed expectations. Do a better job than your competitor, than handling complaints, than making sure that your service is above reproach. When they get it, they go, wow. I cannot believe he did that. That's what I just love to hear my customers say. I cannot believe what this guy just did.
And it makes you feel good.
Oh, my goodness. It's just a high. It's a high. Yeah. So, folks, that's how you beat the pants off your competition. Now, if you need somebody, I've been on the road all week doing emceeing, speaking, moderating. If you need a moderator or a speaker for your event, go to Marketing Pulpit and send me an email, and we'll talk about how to get me to come out and promote your service and make it an exciting event that no one will ever forget. I was just talking a few minutes ago about a young lady whose birthday we were celebrating today. 94 years old. Let me tell you something, Jack. I don't think she had the time to fake it.
Right.
She didn't have the luxury. Mama. Hey, Mama. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, golly, Mama. You're going to break me crying.
Everybody over here crying.
Oh,
happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Mama. Thank you. Nice to hear your voice.
Mama, it's so nice. Mama, we were talking about earlier the fact that you were 94, and Elena Seven, one of our co-hosts, she was talking about some of the health issues. What's the secret to keeping yourself going for 94 years? What do you attribute it to?
Trusting in the Lord.
Oh, my goodness. Trusting in the Lord. Oh, so Mama, sweet. That is so sweet. Mama, who is over there with you?
My son. Leon and Joseph.
Leon and Joseph. Are they making your birthday happy?
Very happy.
Massachusetts, it's on track to have the highest state minimum wage. Now, I had told you a long time ago that Seattle, Washington was in the process of approving, and raising their minimum wage to $15. Well, Massachusetts on Thursday gave approval for $11 an hour, okay, up from $8. Now, the reason why they're also going to be the highest state is because they are increasing their sub-minimum base wage. That's for tipped workers, okay? And so they're going from $2.63 to $3.75.
You know, you always get these people who are big and bad and say, look, that's the economy, that's the way it works, that's the, if you're flipping burgers, that's all you're worth. Well, you take that same gumption and point it upward and say, why is a CEO of a company getting $30 million a year? Is anybody
that,
really that smart?
Doing that much work.
So if you want to pick on somebody instead of the minimum wage worker.
That's true.
Turn that hour upward.
But Robert, they have to get paid that much because they're out on the golf course.
That's right. Man, you know how hard it is to play golf.
It's not only that. Do you know how much it is to maintain those golf resort memberships?
That's right.
So it's the memberships.
They need that.
They need that 30
Those
million.
Memberships are like $200,000-$300,000 a year.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Let me change my tune here. Yeah. My goodness, what am I saying?
We don't want to put them on welfare.
It's called greed.
That's why we call it the marketing pulpit, people. Now, our goal here is to build strong businesses in our community to put people to work. But you know what, folks?